This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Turning to Hasbro, it makes plastic things to amuse kids. It makes digital things shaped like those plastic things to amuse kids. Later this morning, Hasbro reports profits and losses. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
So important is this interplay between physical toys and digital media that Hasbro even tried to acquire DreamWorks Pictures late last year. Those talks fell apart, but it wasn't long before the toy maker announced a major coup. It snatched an account from its rival Mattel, the Disney Princess contract.
That's all of the Disney princesses, as well as they got Frozen with that, so Princess Elsa and Anna.
That's Jamie Katz, an analyst at Morningstar. As you might have guessed, especially if you have kids, Princesses Elsa and Anna really know how to bring in the big bucks when it comes to toys.
I think that's a fair assessment, and I think there have been estimates that contract was somewhere around $300 million a year.
Mary Cousins, founder and CEO of the Chicago Toy and Game Group, says licensing like this is important, but it's also about blending physical play with digital play.
And I think there's going to be some point in time where, you know, all these crossovers and everything, we're not going to be seeing it as one versus another.
And Cousins says that's an area of intense interest for Hasbro and everyone else. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.